And online now, I have Caroline Cowley, and she's a public art coordinator with the Fingal Arts Office. Good afternoon, Caroline. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
Okay, lots of festivals going on at the moment, but unlike this one, this is a real family sort of thing for everybody, isn't it?
There is the Resort Revelations programme is presented at, during the Bleeding Pig Festival out in various occasions in Donabate, Portrane, but more specifically, the Resort Revelations project is part of an artist residency programme that we run out there at Linders Mobile Home Park, and so we're in our second year of presenting work that artists have made inspired by the area during festival season. In Donabate, Portrane.
Okay, now the residence arts you're talking about there, how long are they, has that been going on? It reminds me of, they have that down at the Red Stables as well in St. Anne's Park. They have resident artists down there. Well, they used to have, I don't know if they still do it or not. Is that the same? How long has it been going on?
Well, we started in 2014 on the kind of relationship that we built just with Jerry Linders and the Linders Mobile Home Park. And he kindly gave us a mobile home for artists to come and stay for week-long periods to explore the area's history, geography, community. They were then invited to return the following year after spending a week of exploration. And invited to return the following year and make work that was responding to the area specifically. So last year we had a number of projects during the local Bleeding Pig Festival, and this year we have the same. We have kind of nearly double the amount this year, and so it's been growing in activity out mm-hmm. there.
It's a funny name, isn't it? The Bleeding Pig Festival. It is. Is there any particular reason for that?
The Bleeding Pig relates to a rock formation on the coastline walk between Portrane and Donabate. And the reason why it's called the Bleeding Pig is that the sort of elements are treated in a certain way, that it's the shape of a pig and the texture and colour of it is a kind of a red look. So the Bleeding Pig is not a bleeding pig, but a rock.
Okay. The two areas you picked, I'm sure there's a reason for exploring the location and the history and all like that, and the geography. Because, I mean, most people, when you mention Portrane, they just think of the hospital, and Donabate is sort of little known as well. People just think of Rush and Skerries and Balbriggan and that. So it's a great area to select for this type of thing.
Well, yeah, it's a peninsula. There's one road in and one road out. It's right on the edge. Portrane, Donabate are just looking over at the Lambay Island. The presence of the St. Edith's Hospital there, of the oldest psychiatric unit, has been there for over 100 years. And it has kind of a lot of resonance in the area. From the people who are living there, a lot of them have worked, a lot of family members have worked there. A lot of people are, you know, they've got a lot of history about that area as well. And there's a lot of kind of not very interesting stories that exist in that part of North County Dublin. And it's a real gem of a place mm-hmm. to visit when you make the trip out. So it's been kind of endlessly inspirational for the artists that have spent time there, based on the stories coming from experiences at St. Edith's, to the history that people were able to impart, to the vibrancy of the community and the actual beauty of the area itself, and the natural formations that are out there as well. It's a real surprise, I think, for people to visit, and it's a really amazing space for an artist to work within.
Well, I'm sure anyone listening now, you've inspired them to go to this, because, as I say, they're little known, but the history there. One of the things looking through, I know we talk about in a sec, Alan James Burns has a multi-channel sound installation there in Smuggler's Cave. Smuggler's Cave, what exactly is that? Is that, as it sounds, Smugglers?
Smuggler's Cave, yeah. A lot of the rocks out there, like the Bleeding Pig, and there's the Pope's Chamber and the Smuggler's Cave, and the rocks all have kind of like names. They're all very affectionately named. The Smuggler's Cave is located in Tower Bay Beach, so just between between Portrane and Donabate, there's a sort of a series of caves. There's a lot of caves the whole way along, from Portrane to Donabate. But the Smuggler's Cave was identified by Alan as something that he was quite interested in making some work within.
Okay, and you said the artists there started in 2014. What's the duration that they actually stay there for, and is it going to be an annual type of thing?
The first year they stay, like every year, the newer artists, they stay a week, meeting people, having a tour around, thinking about different themes, talking to everyone and anyone out there. Then they're invited back after kind of a period of incubation back at their studio and further kind of exploration kind of off-site. And then they come back for 2 weeks with to develop a more, you know, kind of fully formed project. And then obviously there a lot of them are just in and out there at the moment because we're just in the middle of production on site there at Linders and at the Cave.
Okay,
and in St. Eta's as well.
As I said, like these events are taking place where other festivals they charge. This one has all the free events there as well. But I mentioned there Alan James Bournes and his multi-channel sound installation, which will be at Smuggler's Cave. Can you explain that a little more to me? It sounds very interesting.
Well, it's a very very new piece of work. It's a very new experiment. It's an artist who works with kind of sound installation and sculpture, so he sort of creates atmospheres and narratives in very specific places. So he'll, for example, he's after looking at the Smuggler's Cave. He has, you know, he's installed a series of speakers within that, and then through those speakers, which will be operated at sort of at different levels, he has kind of devised a story, which is basically which will invite the audience to come into the cave and they'll listen to this story, which will kind of take place, which will kind of cover the whole interior of the cave. So the cave's going to become this kind of almost like a sort of an amphitheatre. So you'll hear all these different kind of narratives through the speakers and experience in the cave at low tide at night time. So
Sounds fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Now, Caroline Doolan, it's a new word for me. Maybe it means some kind of geography, but geothermic past. What exactly does that mean?
Well, they say that in Portrane and Donabate that there is evidence of volcanic rock, that Lambay had the profile of a volcano. So that the rocks have a very specific appearance and look to them. So with the geothermic rock, they say that it's like a rock that sort of has a particular type of energy that can kind of generate heat, that has a both a kind of a physical energy and kind of almost emotional energy. People kind of nearly would talk about the sort of stories in the rocks out in Donabate at Portrane, and it sort of refers to this very historical volcanic past that the area has.
Fascinating. I mean, it gets more fascinating as I listen.
It's so amazing out there.
Fiona Maron, now she's uncovered a rare communications cable. Is that explain that to me? Had you got
well? There was a telecommunications cable that joined Lambay Island to Portrane, to exactly the point where the residency mobile home is.
Wow.
Back in, it was probably active from like the 1930s. And probably inactive maybe from the 60s. So that would have been at the time. I mean, there's obviously telecommunications cables all over Ireland, but this one, it would have been located under the sea, you know. So, and then the physical piece of it then was actually located in Linders Mobile Home Park, the original cable. And she is working with this expert called Derek Cassidy, who is the Ireland's expert in telecommunications cables, historical telecommunications cables, and how we communicated with each other through islands and through time and through space. So she is very interested in this this piece of cable. So she is actually conducting new research, and she's going to present with Derek, who's going to give us a whole overview on the kind of history of how Ireland communicated with each other and with the world.
Okay. Now, we do some radio plays here on Near FM, but Michael McLaughlin, now he's a playwright as well, the artist Michael McLaughlin and the playwright Mark Finn, they've created a radio play and it's titled The Ocean Wonder. Where is that broadcast?
We're going to broadcast it live. It's going to be performed live with the members of the Donabate Portrane Dramatic Society from St. Eta's radio station on the 9th of September at 6:30. And we're inviting people to come and tune in to the St. Eta's Hospital Radio, 89.5 FM, and listen to it in their cars at Tower Bay. So they'll be listening, but they'll be looking out to sea while the play is happening live. It's called The Ocean Wonder, and it relates to a 100-year kind of fiction of based on the stories that Michael and Mike have collected around the area. Ocean Wonder relating to the sinking of the John Tulloor and a child who was found, who survived the shipwreck, washing up to the shore alive several days after being at sea. And he was known as a kind of someone who had good luck, mm-hmm. and was a very lucky person, and he was almost like a good omen to have around, or a good lucky charm to have around. So the Ocean Wonder was this child who gave people a lot of comfort in the area.
Sounds fascinating, as I keep using that word, because it's terrific. I mean, I'm just inspired to want to go. Now, this is taking place all from the 5th to the 11th
the
of September. The 6th,
yeah,
is it? Okay, I have it down.
The 6th to the 11th of September.
The 6th to the 11th. And there's loads going on. People can look up bleedingpig.ie. To remind you, there's loads of things, as I say, going on. And there's lineups, there's a film festival programme, there's arts and photography exhibitions.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff, church concerts, historical tours, circus skills, and samba drumming, which some people might be interested in. All that sort of thing is very, very popular indeed. It's great getting this up. A great job done there, Caroline, I must say. Did you have a lot of staff to help you out with all this coordinating and everything?
if only I had more staff. But it's been a lot of work, but I mean, the artists that have been working, they've come up with these amazing ideas and amazing projects. So they are the real workers in this situation. And just to let people know that if they are coming out to visit the Bleeding Pig Festival and the Resort Revelation Programme, that we do have an exhibition on site at Linders Mobile Home Park for the full week as well, starting Tuesday night. With our launch, which is on at 7:30, and everyone's welcome to that. It's out at Linders Mobile Home Park, and the exhibition's going to run for the duration of the festival, and it'll be open to the public from 12 until at least 6:30 every day, and on the evenings when we've got the events on Thursday, Friday, and on Thursday night and Friday night, and Wednesday night, actually, it'll be open until 8 or 8:30, so if people are coming out to see another event, they can catch the exhibition then as well.
Incidentally, when it started, was it the same 6-day event, or have you been? Has it been getting bigger as
This is year two. We did last year. It was a 4-day event, so it's become a 6-day event. The Bleeding Pig they've always had a 6-day event. They've always had a full program, like an everyday program. But with the Resort Revelations, our Fingal Arts Office is part of it. It's been between 4 and 6 days, so it seems to be increasing.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I can see it in another 2 years' time. It'll be going for 2 weeks, probably making it even harder work for you.
That's it.
Cheer you. But that's your own success. So there you go. So revel in it. And congratulations on it yourself anyway. Listen, Caroline, thank you very much for talking to us. And as I say, people can look up. Is that everything out there? We've got them. People can look up the website. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a seminar which will take place on Sunday, and our local artists have programmed a seminar on how artists play a role in shaping how we remember past events, just in the year of 1916, and how important the kind of artist is for social change. So there's a full programme of events with international speakers, all for free, taking place at St. Edith's Church, which is a beautiful church on the grounds of the St. Edith's Hospital. So it's great that we've been able to work with St. Edith's on this programme too, with the radio and with the staff there, just to give us these beautiful spaces to work within as well. Mm-hmm. And then visit the bleedingpig.ie or www.fingalarts.ie for more details.
And they'll give you details of everything that's happening, where they're happening, and the times that they're happening at. Thank you very much for talking to us here on RFM, Caroline. Been a great pleasure. Congratulations again on the festival.
Thank you.
Bye. And that's
Take
Caroline.
Care, bye.
Bye. That's Caroline Cowley, Public Art Coordinator with the Fingal Arts Office. It sounds fascinating. Some of the stuff down there, as I say, Portran and Donna Bates, sort of forgotten about in certain ways. I know they used to be great destinations for caravan holidays many, many, many years ago. This sort of festival is absolutely wonderful for showing off all the wonderful things that's in the area. But thanks to Caroline for that.